For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. The Shelby County School District has released its initial fall semester reentry plan for students. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, parents have the next 2 weeks to choose between classroom instruction or virtual learning from home.
The school district wants a semester-long commitment so it can staff appropriately when the school year begins August 31st. In one recent survey, about 70% of parents expressed at least some confidence in the online option. The district will provide all students with a digital device, including a mobile hotspot for those without internet access. A return to the classroom, however, comes with new guidelines. Both students and teachers will be wearing a facial covering for at least some, if not all, of the school day. To ensure social distancing, schools may transform outdoor areas, cafeterias, and gymnasiums into teaching areas. District spokesperson Jerrica Phillips says even with fewer students in the building, keeping a six-foot distance is not always feasible.
It's to the extent possible, which is what the CDC is asking. They know that it's going to be very difficult for schools when they do return, especially if you do have a large number of students who choose in person at certain schools.
Schools will not provide COVID-19 testing, but will have screening procedures like temperature checks for everyone entering buildings. Phillips says the health department is still developing guidance should a COVID outbreak happen at a school.
They've indicated they'll be sharing more protocols around how you shut down one particular building or two or classrooms based on any COVID-19 positive test.
Outbreaks could potentially shutter a school for several weeks, at which point students would shift to online learning. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.